This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is Ads from the Hump Day Crew, and here's another one of our podcasts. Enjoy. You're listening to the Hump Day Crew on Joy 94.9. Joining us in the studio now, someone who I'm a little bit excited about because I didn't realise how cool this song was until I heard her sing it on Idol.
Yeah, I know. And she got a bit of a flack from it, I heard.
She did. Yeah. The song we're talking about is Standing in the Way of Control by The Gossip, but it was a better version by this young lady.
Hello, Holly Wynand. How are you going?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Thank you for joining us. Now, you're originally from Mildura.
I am,
and
yes.
You moved to Melbourne.
Yep.
How have you found the move?
It was very intimidating at first, but, you know, gave me a couple of months and I was fine. It was, you know, in my element at the moment.
Like so many singers, you had a bit of a classical upbringing as well, didn't you, in like choirs and that kind of thing?
Yeah, a little bit. I never really had lessons, but my grandma was in a choir, so I sort of just went along with her and learnt the tools of the trade.
Something very unique about you is, now I've been around my little niece who wails and screams, but obviously your wail, I read, was quite harmonised. Is that true? When you were a baby?
Oh, yeah.
You shouldn't read what you... You shouldn't believe what you read in the press.
So my mum tells me. I wouldn't know, but yeah, so she tells me.
I think, yeah, the press release starts with, her love for sound was evident from birth. Instead of crying, Holly would wail in a high-pitched squeal. Is there any chance you can give us a demo?
I don't know about that.
We might have to get you to sing all these songs with a wail.
I don't want
to
break your mic.
True. To shatter all the glass and that type of thing. Now, after all, your classical... starting, you had your first punk rock band called Censored with your closest friends. Tell us a little bit about that, where you used to rehearse and that kind of thing.
We actually used to have a room that we used to rehearse in every Monday night after school. It was interesting.
Were you cool?
Oh, we thought we were cool. We were like so rebellious and like, yeah, we hate everybody and we're so punk and awesome and stuff. But no, it was good fun. Yeah.
I had a bit of a blonde or a ditzy moment there because I thought censored it out purposely. I thought it stood for something else. You didn't write it in the press, but it was actually called Censored.
It was called Censored.
You thought it was too naughty to write
down. I want to ask her what it's called. It's called Censored.
And you wrote the songs for Censored, did you?
Yeah.
What were they all about? Was it all that teenage angst?
Yeah, it was kind of like, you know, mum made me have a bath and I had to go to school today and I'm so angry and, you know.
And did you get many gigs?
We did, actually, surprisingly. Because we were at school, it was kind of... We had a music teacher that used to book sort of shows for us through the school and all that sort of stuff. So we did pretty well around Mildura, yeah.
Wow, a Mildura sensation.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about Idol. When you first went, you actually got rejected.
The first round was in Mildura. It wasn't on telly or anything. It was just like a thing with the producers and like you got to meet the producers and I did a cover of a Billie Holiday song and she didn't like it very much.
So did you think that was it?
She had like this, they were like a bit funny the whole time. I was like, what's going on? And I think one of the local music shops had like given them a list of names that they thought were people that were all right. And I think that's what got me through. So I kind of cheated without knowing.
Now, one of the things about Idol is there is a big typecast because once you're an Idol artist or a finalist, rarely have people who've come out of Idol succeeded. I mean, you have your Jessica Melboys, you have your Anthony Calliers, but do you feel that you have that stigma on you with your music career?
Well, I hope I'm going to succeed, but I don't know. It's such a difficult industry, and even though we're at the point of recording and everything now, there is a chance that, you know, it might not go so well and it might never get released or all that sort of stuff. So at the moment I'm just sort of keeping my fingers crossed and just not getting too excited.
You're not gonna be joining the Young Divas, are you? Anytime soon.
Can you imagine me? I am like the worst dancer you have ever seen. I crack out a bit of the sprinkler and that's about it. I'm shocking.
Oh no. Now, it was 2007 that you're in Idol. It's a slow process getting an album together, isn't it? What takes so long?
It's just like getting the right songs, and sort of figuring out how we're gonna do it all. Like, I did an EP straight after Idol and it turned out just really poppy. I think the producer, like, he's great, he's a really good producer, but I think he sort of, you know, knew that I was on Idol and wanted to do that kind of pop rock thing, but it just didn't work. Whereas this guy's, it's still got that radio-friendly appeal about it, but it's a little bit more to the left, you know, it's a bit different, yeah. Okay. So, yeah, there's just a massive process of getting things organised and getting the right songs and all that sort of stuff.
The other person who wasn't too keen on you was Kyle Sanderland.
Yeah, no, I don't like the man.
You don't like the man.
So what happened? There was a big...
I don't know. I just... I think there's ways that you can go about your business and say what you need to say without being tactless, and I think it can be a little bit all about the ratings and, you know, being all controversial and stuff.
Well, I think if you have to flog tickets to your wedding, that goes how successful your career is.
Yeah, sure. So do you think his comments were more, I guess, motivated by trying to be controversial rather than trying to give you positive feedback?
Yeah, I think so. I think a lot of the time... Yeah, that's his problem, is he forgets that he's actually talking to real people. We're not actors. We don't live in the, you know, TV industry. So I think that's something that he needs to work on.
Whose feedback did you value the most?
Probably Dicko's. Like, he said what he thought and said it in a way that was, I felt, respectful.
Diplomatic.
Yeah.
Did Marsha ever say anything nasty?
No.
She never does she?
She's so lovely.
Yeah, she's like, oh, you're great girlfriend.
Yeah.
You're great.
Was she good to have on the show just as that kind of mother figure to no matter how hard it got?
Yeah, I think she was. It was like, you know, you'd go in there and you're like, I miss my mom, and you know how it is, like, being away from your family and everything. And she was just there and would have a chat and, you know, pat you on the shoulder. It's like, oh, I feel better now.
Because in that period, I guess in normal life, everyday life, you worry about your songwriting, you do your recording sometimes, but then you go home with your family or you go see your partner.
Yeah.
Whereas when you're in there, it's just singing. So you'd really feel out of balance, do you?
Yeah, definitely. Like, it just gets so much. Like, even now, I have a day job. And I like having a day job because it gives me that structure. Like, I have a reason, like, I have to get up at this time in the morning, I get home from work at this time, and then I can do my music like it. Whereas with that kind of thing, it's just, there's no structure there, and it just makes you a little bit crazy.
Are you well known in Mildura now? Can you walk down the street in peace or not?
Not really, but I don't know. It's such a small place that everyone knows you anyway. Like, you walk down the street and you're like, hi. Whereas now, you know, it's like, hi, I have a music career going, like that kind of thing.
They just know a little bit more about you. One last thing about Idol I have to ask. Standing in the Way of Control is a song I had never heard before. I saw you sing it on Idol. I loved it. I went and found copies of it later, and we now play it on the show. We're playing it at the moment, actually.
Yeah.
Why did you choose that one?
I was probably a little bit naive, I guess, because I didn't really... I listen to it now, but I didn't really listen to that mainstream radio. I just listened to a competitive radio station that also has J's in its name. And
subtle.
So I just thought, because it was like on high rotation there, and I'd also heard like the Le Tigre mix, which is in like nightclubs and everything, so I just assumed everyone would know that song in some way or form. And a lot of people have said, yeah, I knew the song, but you know, there's other people that had absolutely no idea where it had come from, so.
Probably your average voting 14-year-old female might not, but
but at least I guess gave them a little bit of, I don't know, attention or something.
Exactly,
promotion.
Yeah, they're probably grateful. Have you ever met them?
No.
I think they're from
Los Angeles or somewhere. So.
Los Angeles.
Something else that's going to be on high rotation very, very soon is your new album.
Yay.
Tell us about it.
Well, it's in the very, very early stages at the moment. We've done 3 tracks.
Mm-hmm.
The plan is to like create something that's really, really diverse. And like with the 3 songs that we've got at the moment, like they are like, one of them is sort of like a country rock kind of thing, and the other two are sort of a little bit poppier, but a little bit weird pop. And yeah, the main idea, because no one's really buying albums at the moment, like, and people want variety, so a lot of people are buying like compilation albums. So we're like, well, why don't we try and make something that's a little bit different, and every song is worth listening to, and you know, you don't get bored halfway through. So yeah, that's the plan. If it works or not,
so
I don't
know. So it's a compilation CD with just one artist.
Yeah,
perfect. That's fantastic.
I guess then you can feel different things. Like if your more country one might fit into some kind of genre and some kind of use, whereas your poppy ones might be better for the next Coca-Cola ad or something.
Yes, so that's genre the plan. That's the plan.
Yeah. Now, you have 3 tracks, Little One, My Brother and My Friend, which I heard on your MySpace, myspace.com/HollyWynett. They are really, really... I actually really like, because I'm not really into the sort of mellow music. I'm more like my R&B, hip-hop.
Yep.
But actually, when I listened to your music, I found it really... I felt like I was just away on a holiday. It was fantastic.
Cool.
Just thought I'd let you know that.
Thanks for that. Well, there's... those are the ones that were recorded straight after Idol. Yeah, so they're cool, but they're a little bit different to what how we're doing them now. Actually, all three of those songs are going to be on the album, but just a different version of them.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Can't wait to hear it.
Joy 94.9, you're listening to The Hump Day Crew. We're joined in the studio at the moment by Holly Wernett. We've got 101 questions for you. We're going to throw at you. Now, we're not going to ask you all 101.
Okay.
This is just our little way of getting to know you a little bit better. So choose a number for us between 1 and 101.
Oh, 23.
What do you like to do in the dark?
In the dark, sleep.
And do you do? Are you a big sleeper? Do you need your sleep?
I need my sleep so badly. I'm such a grumpy little thing if I don't have sleep. I'm shocking. Oh, yeah. I like go to bed at like 8 o'clock, and when I wake up, I just have like 12 hours, and I'm still tired. It's terrible.
Wow. So what do you like with no sleep? You cranky?
Really cranky. Yeah. Really cranky.
Do you, just in case you don't have enough sleep, say if you have a gig or if you have a big night out, what is your pickup thing? Coffee?
Probably raspberry cordial.
Really? In the morning?
Yeah.
How fantastic.
That's terrible. So unhealthy.
Well, next time we get you on the show, we're going to have a big jug of raspberry cordial for you.
Gullet, yes.
But like, don't talk to her. She's not happy. Yep. Drink it. Pick another number, Holly.
What day is it? 27th.
27. Okay, other than sleep, what could you not live without?
Music.
If music was made illegal in Australia and the rest of the world, what would you do instead, do you reckon?
I would start like a pirate music company. Black market music.
That would be cool, wouldn't it? I like that idea.
For those who sleep and are well rested. Another number, Holly.
77.
What is your secret weapon to lure the opposite sex?
Well, I don't really have one. I've been in a relationship for 3.5 years, so I've lost all that fun.
How did you lure him in?
I was like 18 when we met. Actually, our first meeting, we were at my friend's house and I was wearing these blue pajamas with elephants on them. My friend had little sisters, and the girl that was babysitting her little sisters, he was friends with her, and he came over and I was like, oh, hi. Oh. Yeah, so that was our first meeting. So elephant pajamas.
I knew it was love when I saw her in her elephant pajamas. Although once upon a time I actually fell for a girl who looked better in a McDonald's uniform than she did out of.
Really?
Yeah. Well, Holly, thank you very much for coming and joining us today.
No
worries.
Good luck
with your new album. We can't wait to start playing singles here on Joy. Is there going to be any songs about having to still shower even though your mum doesn't make you on this album?
No.
No. No.
A bit more mature. Excellent. Well, Holly, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, this is Ads from the Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for listening to another one of our podcasts, and thank you for supporting the Hump Day Crew and Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.